time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going? Weekly show, msonewsports.com. Thank you for tuning in. It is state championship week. Basketball and hockey this weekend will be going down with state titles all around. And Merrimack Valley will be represented. Will be represented at least once, just once. And you think, you know, you talk all year about Merrimack Valley hoops, how that's so good. Hockey doesn't get that much respect. But guess what? The last team standing is a hockey team, and it's Billerica. Division II state final against Canton on Sunday at 3 at the Garden. Billerica going for it all. First time since the 70s. And they will bring a contingent, I would imagine. Absolutely. So big game against Canton for the winner takes all. Canton, obviously a solid team. Been there, done that. So we'll see. And almost making it an all Merrimack Valley finals was North Andover and Methuen girls hockey. Division One, they were both in the semis on each side of the bracket, and they both lost. So, no, they had a chance. You know, it was Hingham versus Bishop Stang instead. But that was great. Great run. North Andover girls hockey, Methuen girls hockey. Incredible. And that's it. It comes down to hockey because Central boys basketball, they beat Lowell in an epic battle of Merrimack Valley Titans. But Central fell 52-44 to Franklin in the Final Four. So didn't get the chance to get a Valley team in the finals. Hasn't been since I took over the show. What am I, the curse? So, girls basketball there was, of course, with Andover winning it a couple years ago. But Billerica it is, and Billerica on the other side of the commercials. Thank you, by the way, to Merrimack Moynihan Lumber for sponsoring the show. Bring out the best of the best student athletes with their sponsorship. We're going to have Billerica's hockey coach. He's going to be on the line after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be a coach whose team is still in it, baby. They are the Billerica boys hockey team, and they're in the state finals. And we have on the line Coach Jim Egan. What's going on, Coach?
How are we doing? Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, and way to not be dramatic or anything, getting into the final.
You know, definitely, I think, made it a little bit closer than we wanted to. It's not exactly how we drew it up at the end, but it was nice to walk out of there the way that we did.
I know. So beating Tewksbury, is Tewksbury in your regular season league?
They're not.
Okay.
They're not. We do play them on our schedule yearly. We're in the Merrimack Valley Dual County Division One. They're in the Merrimack Valley Dual County Division Two.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, you know, obviously rivals in the Merrimack Valley sense. And my goodness, Junior Ryan Johnson gets it done for you 54 seconds into overtime to send you guys to the TD Garden where you're going to face Canton in the state final. So take me to that moment when Johnson brought it home.
Well, I think that, you know, if you were there, you could see why he's on the first go around for the 4-on-4 in overtime. Very gifted player, very talented kid. Usually the guy that sets it up, right? So the expectation, I think, is that he would set Danny Vichion up or Nolan Dawson and draw the crowd towards him. But he happened to be the one that got really slippery. And he just gave it everything he had at the end. You could see that adrenaline rush pull him through. And he was able to just slip it right by him. What a beautiful finish.
Yeah, unbelievable. And, you know, this shows how resilient this team is. I mean, because, you know, Tewksbury ended up tying it with like what? Like pretty basically point something left in regulation. Is that true?
0.9 to be exact.
Unbelievable.
you know, to go 45 minutes and not let up a goal, right? And then to have a goal score with 0.9 seconds and then 54 seconds into overtime. A lot happened really quick there at the end.
Yeah. Was that Columbus, James Columbus that did it for them? For Tewksbury, or was it Jason Streenan? I'm not sure which.
James Columbus got us on the board in the second period. He got our first goal.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So James scores and then, Tewksbury ties it up all the time later with Streenan's goal. I mean, this is just, what was the environment like there? The atmosphere?
Wild.
Yeah.
Right. Electric. So probably the biggest mass, the biggest crowd that I've seen drawn for one of our high school games. Perhaps one of the biggest ones in recent memory that I can remember. These kids have really created a great fan base. It's a great group that we have in the room. There's a ton of character. We have 14 seniors that have all been with the program now for 5 years because we start high school in the eighth grade here. We have eighth grade in the building. So they really have. They've drawn quite a fan base, and the whole town came out to support them yesterday. That was clear.
Yeah. 22-1-1 now you guys are. You had 9 wins last year going into the tournament. How do you account for this just crazy evolution for this team and being the number one seed and just being super consistent all year?
I mean, it is an evolution, but it started 2 seasons ago with the voice of Danny Vichion, number 16, 2-year captain for us. He really started singing the tune the right way, and the boys started following him. So they've been working towards this. It's been a work in progress. Last year, we were right there. We lost in overtime, 3-2 at a home rink here at the Hollenberg to Boston Latin, who then went on to win the Division II state championship. So we knew how close we were last year. The second half of the season, our record was much stronger than our overall record looked. And so we know we've been close for quite some time now. So we're more than happy to be where we are, and we feel that we are where we belong, right? Where we belong to be.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to have a live look at your upcoming opponent? Canton wins 2-1 over Woburn, or was that like a bad time? They're 23-1-1. They're having an insane year, number 3 seed. Did you get a chance to look at them yet?
So I got a chance to see them in person for maybe 9 or 10 minutes between a little bit of the second and third period against Woburn before us. It's, you know, it's difficult to really get a good gauge as to how they play. They seem to be protecting their lead. So when I got to catch them at the end of the second and into the third period, it seemed like they were setting up in a much softer forecheck and more of a 1-2-2 setup. So we have some film work to do. We don't play many common opponents other than this Woburn game. And Woburn happened to be our only loss on the season too.
Yeah.
So this is definitely something we know we need to get prepared for. We fully understand that this is our first time to the big dance.
Yeah.
And Canton seems like they've been doing this for almost a decade now. It seems like they like to play at the Garden. So we know that they've been there and they're familiar. And this is a little bit of new territory for us. So we're going to get as prepared as we possibly can for this event.
Yeah. And another nod to the, 4 or 5 year old program now with the new state rankings, because top four, made the semifinals as planned. And this was just a slugfest. I mean, between the four best teams in Division II, no question about it. And now the best two teams are left to slug it out. I mean, it just simply doesn't get better than this.
It doesn't. I think you hit the nail right on the head, too. It was kind of our expectation that we figured that it would be these four in the final four. So it's turning out to be just a perfect opportunity for these guys. It's really well-earned, well-deserved.
Yeah. And who is the captains and alternates for you, and kind of break down what they've brought to the team this year?
Yeah. So it starts with number 16, Danny Vicione, and number 9, Nolan Dawson. And then number 17, James Columbus, is an assistant captain, along with junior Timmy Murphy, are the two assistant captains. Mm-hmm. And the voice in the room, it's Danny Vicione. He started talking towards the end of his sophomore year. And I said, this kid's, he's saying the right stuff. It makes sense. It sounds right. And, they've been such a tight-knit group. They've become such a tight group over the last 3 years. The way they treat the underclassmen, like I had said earlier, the character's through the roof in this room. I have a younger nephew on the team, and actually I have three nephews on the team, but the way they treat the younger guys, that's where it really, really sticks out to me. And I got my little kids around as stick boys, and they're treated like, my kids think these guys are professionals. They think they're superstars, and they are. They are to them.
Yeah.
A great group to work with.
Yeah. How many years now for you, Jim, as head coach?
I think this was my 11th season.
All right. And what's the closest finish to a state final appearance for you?
So we had a quarterfinal, so an Elite Eight against Winchester, 2016, maybe?
Yeah. No,
was that long ago? No, maybe that was 2018.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we haven't been back since.
Yeah, and I think
to the stage.
If my trusty Google chops are correct, and the MIAA doc that I was looking at is correct, that lists all the state title lists, we're going back to the 70s now, right? Billerica hockey.
So we go back to 77.
Wow. My birth year. Was that your birth year too?
Exactly. and it was a three-peat. So they won in 75, 76, and 77.
Yeah.
And I recall, I just had the conversation with my principal. I recall being in the Garden as a kid, I think in 84. So I know they were at the Garden, whether they were playing in the semifinals or the finals, I'm not quite sure. But 77 was the last year they won it.
Yeah. Well, we can do that math easily, Coach, because that's how old we are. So 47.
Yeah, we won't go there.
All right. It's almost approaching 48, almost 50 years, let's say, okay?
That's right.
So 50 years in the making, many decades. It's just amazing to get there. And, you're not going to tell any one of your kids on the team that getting there is enough. I mean, they want to finish the job.
That is correct.
Yeah,
that's correct. Fortunately, I guess in this position now, unfortunately at the time, but as a player, I've been there, and been on the other side of the red line in a game like yesterday. So we realize, how important it is to get here, but we fully understand that the job isn't done.
Yeah.
You're only as good as your next game, right?
Yeah. Right. So if we're talking at this time next week and you're telling me about a big victory, What do you think's happening? In other words, you know, what has been the bread and butter for Bill Ricken this year? Something that, like, you talk to your assistants after and say, man, this is just impressive. Like, what's happening when you guys are clicking?
It's character. They all care for each other. I've been saying it's like a lot of C words around here, right? The commitment piece. But they really care about each other. It's sometimes I want to invite people into our room so they can see what it's like getting prepared for practice, getting prepared for games, what it's like after games. The camaraderie it's amazing. These kids, they really, really value each other and like each other a lot. And it's a great thing to see. And it gives a lot of strength. It really does. That character goes a long way. When it comes to competing at this level. And I really do. I think that's been a big part of their success.
Yeah.
On top of being good hockey players also, let's not forget. But when you get to this level, it's a little bit more than just hockey.
Yeah. And I know Bill Ricka's had some, you know, great success in other sports too. Very consistent in football, very consistent in lacrosse. I mean, a lot of your kids are right in the middle of like a three sport athlete run in their school, or you do have a lot of specialized hockey players.
That is another reason right there. That's a good point. We do have a lot of two and three sport athletes. We got a lot of good lacrosse players on our squad. Mm. We got four or five really good baseball players, and in a week from now, they're going to get not even a day's rest here, right? They'll go from Sunday to Monday next week, right into their spring sport. But that's also added to our strength of being a 12-month athlete. And these guys have hit the weight room, consistently over the last few years, continued through the seasons, to work out and to get stronger, and that stuff pays off in the end.
Yeah. And getting over that Tewksbury hump, that's no small feat either, because, you know, they're consistent. Speaking of always getting there, always in the final four, it seems like, or close to it, winning one, you know, like recently. So, I mean, that program and what their coach has done has been incredible as well.
Unbelievable. Take my hat off to Derek Daugherty and what he's done with that program. Over the years, or at least since I've been here, a huge rivalry between the two towns, obviously being a border town, a lot of history and tradition goes back a long way between Billerica and Tewksbury hockey. And they have been getting the better of us up until, this point over the last, say, 5-6 years. So it's nice to see a little bit of a turnaround, and see the cup kind of come back to the side of the border.
Yeah. And in terms of preparation, you're always looking at, you know, who you drew in the season, and, you know, there's always the, oh, should we draw eat cupcakes so we can get a few W's? Should we go hardcore and get some great like, it's a lot of work figuring out your off season plans and your non-league schedule. But who are some of those top sort of teams you had on your schedule this year to beef things up?
Yeah, since day one, we've always wanted to put together a top schedule in the state. You know, it's something that we do pride ourselves on. So we do. We add the Catholics. We play Arlington Catholic. We play Bishop Girton. This year we went down and entered a tournament in Providence at the Prout School. Played some good competition down there earlier on in the season around Christmas time. Mm. And so we finished the season with the Woburn tournament between Woburn, Milton, and Westwood Academy. We play in a strong MVC DCL Division I league, so that there is no cupcakes. There is no night off. And our strength of schedule, you'll see it, you know, with our rankings at the RPI system. Mm. It helps, for sure. It helps with your ranking, yes, but it really helps with your preparation for this time of year.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Egan is not the only name in the coaching circles for the roster. There's two Egans on the playing roster, correct?
That's correct. So I have three nephews on the team.
Oh, three of total. Wow.
I do. I have two brothers, two sisters. My two brothers played here BMHS back in late 80s. And let's see. So I have my nephew, Sean. He's a senior. Sean Egan. I have my nephew, Tommy. He's a freshman. And then John Burns is my other nephew. He's a senior defenseman.
I love it. Family affair there. And then, so this is like this little run here of these family members being on there. Is that like a first, or did you have some in the first few years of your stint as well? Or this is, yeah.
Say that I had, I've had about five come through the system now, through the program now. Yeah. And I'll have my two boys coming up. One will be starting the eighth grade next year here at the high school. So,
wow. Keeps going.
It keeps going full circle.
And I see, Tommy, if these stats are updated, or maybe for the regular season anyway, on Hockey Night in Boston, he's got 15 points total with 13 assists.
And that's with fourth line ice time too.
Yeah. Right?
That's with, not a heck of a lot of ice time. And, you know, it'd be nice to try to, we get a really, really talented freshman group. We got three forwards and a defenseman. That it'd be nice to get them in there a little bit more, but it's not always the easiest thing to do, especially at this point when it gets, you know, physical. A lot of 17 and 18 year olds out there banging around.
Yeah.
It's not always easy to get them in there.
Yeah. All right. I love it.
Well, we do. They make things happen.
Yeah. Well, Coach G, going to let you get back to Canton preparation. That's all going down Sunday at the Garden, 3:00, right in the middle of that big, long day. Best day, probably, the MIAA has. I mean, how can you beat it?
It is the best day of the year, if you ask me.
It is. It's where, like, all the camaraderie and the hoopla and the pomp and circumstance, they all come together, all the cliches. But, like, it's so great, right? Like, I used to cover it for Hockey Night in Boston, and I was covering Division III. And just to see the games beforehand, the crowd, the North Station vibe, like there is no bad. It's Boston. It's St. Patrick. It's like, how can you beat it? You know, it's a great take. What does it cost? $5-$8 to get in? I mean,
it's 20 for the day, but you get all six games.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah,
I think we're dating ourselves right there with that price. No.
$5 or $8. That's in my head. That was high. Like, hey, it's right? Five now. You kidding me? yeah, you're right. All right. $20, a $20 bill gets you to watch all these great state champs. Every single division, both genders. It's cool. Good luck to Bill Ricker, coach. And we will, you know, maybe we'll get the captain's on after putting good vibes into a victory.
We would love that. And I greatly appreciate this opportunity myself, Tom.
All right, coach, best of luck. We'll talk soon.
If I could just have
please,
one more,
please.
Just a quick shout out to Stevie McIntosh, our goalie. See if he made there in overtime. If you ask me, it might be the hockey player of the century for this program.
Ooh, I got to look that up. That was probably a video.
No, that didn't hit straight post. That was a glove save.
Wow. Okay, I got to look that up. So I'm sure someone videoed that.
It's a very wow.
Yeah, 0.92 so. GAA for the season there, and my goodness, I mean, save percentage. Excuse me, save percentage 0.92, 1.71. GAA, absolutely stunning numbers there. So, all right, coach, go get them. Best of luck to the green. We'll talk to you soon.
Be good. Thank you, Don.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget, whether it's temporary or permanent. Granny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Granny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Granny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Thanks to Bill Ricker's hockey coach for that great interview. Lots of fun to catch up with him. And guess what? Bill Ricker, 48 years in the making. Last time they won a state title in hockey, and that capped off a back-to-back-to-back run. 75 through 77. What's cool in the other show, my North Shore Sports Desk show, is Winthrop won in that run too, 76, and they haven't won since then. Bill Ricker, three in a row champions, 75, 76, 77, looking to do it in 2025. How cool would that be? And I thought it was a lot of cool that they beat Tewksbury to get there. Coach Derek Doherty and those guys, man, I tell you, what a program he has. And Bill Ricker to just get through them, big, big mountain to climb, and they did it. They did it. Looking at some tournaments, tournament action here for Merrimack Valley teams. I'm going to kind of go through and see. Tewksbury and Chelmsford both won in 95, it looks like. 2000s, again, pretty quiet, except for Tewksbury wins in 2011. I think that does it. Look at that, 20 and 21, no state champions, COVID. Isn't that nuts? Yeah, those are the kids that missed out the most, I remember, in that winter season at the end and spring season, wiped out 2020. Let's never go back there again. Tewksbury won it in 2022, and that's it. So Canton won in 2023, so, you know, won a couple years ago. So any sophomores, freshmen that were on that team will be there again, if, you know, likely on Sunday against Bill Ricker. But best of luck to Bill Ricker. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And thanks to Danny Martin, our producer. And thanks to Rick Moore at MSONewsSports.com for hosting us. Kelly Media runs the ship. Paul Kelly, thank you very much. And that'll do it for us. So let's get going. And here every week, Thursday morning, we have another show at North Shore Sports Desk as well. Moynihan Lumber is our sponsor. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. You have a good one.